Next application.
Case number 13190, Jennifer Knoll seeks a special use exception for an accessory dwelling unit to be placed on a lot less than 10,000 square feet. Section 11542 and 11520A15F of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northeast side of Burton Avenue and to the southeast side of Duffy Street. The 911 address is 37165 Burton Avenue in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 334, map 13.19, parcel 33. We have two letters of support, seven letters of opposition, and one mail return.
You can come up and be sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please? Can you hit the mic, the button there? So, thank you.
Jennifer Noel, 37165 Burton Avenue, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Members of the board, my name is Jennifer Noel, and as we just established, and I'm here regarding my application for a special use exception to build an accessory dwelling unit on my property on Burton Avenue in West Rehoboth. As you know, Sussex County amended the county code in 2024 to allow accessory dwelling units or ADUs of up to 1,000 square feet on lots of 10,000 square feet to help promote housing affordability and to suit changing housing and family needs across the county. As you're all aware, the standard that I must meet considers whether the proposed change to my property will substantially adversely affect neighboring properties. As noted in my application, my plan is to build a small two-story accessory dwelling unit that will be under 1,000 square feet that will comply with all Sussex County zoning and land use laws. I believe that approval of this ADU will not substantially adversely affect any of my neighbors' properties. There are already multiple properties in West Rehoboth with multiple dwelling units that are the same size as my property, including the one directly adjacent to mine, which is not on the map that you see there, and one diagonally touching my property, as well as one across the street from my property. The one diagonally touching my property, which you can see on that map, has a three-bay garage with a dwelling unit on top of it and then another dwelling unit in front of it. Based on the other properties, my proposed use aligns with the neighborhood. As this board noted in the opinion issued in case 13001 in December of 2024, West Rehoboth is a residential community, and having two dwelling units is consistent with that use. I want to address concerns that have been raised by people who have objected or submitted opposition to my application, regarding there being allegations that there is a separate unit already in my home. I designed this home to have three guest bedrooms in addition to a master suite, and one of the guest bedrooms has a sink, a refrigerator, and a dishwasher, which are all things that are in short supply when you have a beach house and you have guests. My daughter and her boyfriend have been living with me since last April of 2025, and my daughter is going to be in school full-time beginning in September. I want to build this ADU so that she has a home for the next several years while she's in school to allow her the opportunity to focus on that, and so that we each have our own spaces, because right now she shares my kitchen and it is frustrating at best. She and her boyfriend both are servers at the Cultured Pearl, and we are here in Rehoboth. She will be here full-time, and I am here part-time. Several objections have raised traffic and parking as issues. My home already has parking room for six cars, and I'm planning to include at least two more for the accessory dwelling unit, which will give me a total of eight parking spaces. However, because my daughter will be living in the accessory dwelling unit and has already been living on the property, I anticipate that there will be no increased traffic as a result of this application, and there is sufficient parking available. Other objections have noted the large rental homes that have been built in the neighborhood, including one, and if you look at my application, you'll see there's a photograph. One of the home that was approved for Finley Jones is directly behind my house and is taller than my house is, and it has an accessory dwelling unit as well. My proposed accessory dwelling unit will be no larger than a garage or a large shed, and it's gonna be shorter than the buildings both the primary residence of Finley Jones and the one with the garages that are on adjacent lots. And unlike many of these, which are actively rented out on a weekly basis, my intended use is for my family, entirely consistent with the Sussex County building, the Sussex County ordinance. I respectfully request your approval of my application, consistent with other similar applications. May I answer any questions for the board?
Are there any questions?
But you have absolutely no intent of using this as an Airbnb or anything?
I do not.
So there was a hearing for a special use exception in October of 2024.
Correct.
And then I guess that expired and you didn't act on it. Is that why you're back?
That's not me. That was the house directly, the land directly behind mine.
Oh, I see.
And that was approved and that house has been built and the ADU has also been built.
So you just submitted that to show that a neighbor had gotten.
Correct. That's exactly right. And I was trying to, I honestly didn't realize I had submitted it. I had only intended to submit my application. I think it got caught in the paperclip. But I believe
that staff may have included that in the application as we had had one in the neighborhood. Sometimes we will do that when there's one that comes okay. up in a similar area.
Thank you. I was questioning my own sanity because I was pretty sure I hadn't done it, but I didn't know.
We'll sometimes do that when there's similar applications in the area.
Thank you very much.
Are you on septic?
I am not. I'm on county sewer and city water.
The unit that you're planning on building as far as the ADU, is it going to be similar to the neighbor where there's a garage underneath and an apartment above? Or is
not
it
at all.
Going to be an apartment area?
It's going to be, my plan is it's going to be less than 1,000 square feet, so it's going to be less than 500 square feet each on and two levels, probably closer to 950. And it will be an open living space on the first floor, like a living room kitchen area, and then a second floor with two bedrooms and two bathrooms.
How long have you owned the property?
I bought it in May of 2024. It was formerly a commercial building that had not been used as a commercial building since the late 1990s. It had been the site of a dance hall, and there had been some gun violence and drug violence there back in the 90s before it was closed. I renovated the building so that it is my primary residence. What I've done is I've taken what had been an abandoned building and I made it into a home for myself and my family.
You would say it's your primary residence, but you said you live there part-time, right?
Yeah, I've been seeing somebody who lives in New Jersey, so I spend about half my time up in New Jersey and about half my time here, so.
Was there any thought put into just adding on to the home?
I had thought about it. The home is concrete block, and based on how I did it when I did the renovations, the side that faces Duffy is already subject to the 30-foot setback because that's the apparently under the zoning code, the narrow side that faces the street is where the front yard setback is. So I don't have space in that setback. I think that it would be more costly to try to raise the roof and put a second floor on it, and I have the air conditioning unit and other things on the other end of it, and so I don't have the capacity to just add another space onto it at this moment.
You had made mention to another application that was approved.
Mm-hmm.
is that lot larger than yours, same size?
Same exact size. If you want me to, I can show you on the map.
Please.
The other home, that application was for this lot, and they have a large multi-story unit here that is, I think, 2,400 square feet, and then they have a smaller one here that is 40 feet wide and I believe 20 feet deep, one story. It's I think 6 or 7 feet from each property line and then 5 feet from the back property line. And then in the middle, they have built a pool. And then this is the one that's got the large garages on it and you can see them down there. And then this property here, I believe, this property here has two on it as well, a front and a back.
Sharp.
Existing dwelling, am I correct, is it 2,750 feet, square feet?
2,700 roughly square feet, yes, that's correct.
And the two dedicated parking spaces, where are those planned to be located?
Do you want me to? So not in this picture, but I have a small shed that's currently here. The shed's going to come down. The home would go here. It would be subject to the 15-foot setback here, so it's going to go roughly here, and that's why it's going up and not across. And the two spaces would be directly in front of it.
So off of Burton?
Correct. Which is actually where all of my parking is. My parking currently is here, and I have a door into the house here, a door into the house here, and a door into the house here, that were the original doors that were in place when this was used as a bar and restaurant back in the 90s.
Have you had any discussions with your neighbors about this?
I had not had the opportunity to have many discussions. I've spoken with some neighbors that I know and that I had texted with, a couple of whom I believe had submitted letters in support. I haven't had the opportunity to speak with everybody in the neighborhood. I haven't been around. My daughter actually just got married this past weekend. I flew back from her wedding this morning, so.
I noticed that you were in opposition to your neighbor's application.
I was.
Have you noticed any issues regarding the effect of the neighborhood with having that additional accessory dwelling unit in the neighborhood?
Honestly, they haven't. They have just finished it. So I don't know whether there's going to be any negative impact of their renting that unit, both of those units. They've had four rent signs up for quite a while now. I also will admit that because all of the entrances to my home are off of Burton, I don't actually get around to the Duffy side, so I don't know how it has affected the Duffy neighbors. And honestly, I did object to that. Once the board had approved and I understood the standard that had to be demonstrated and the fact that they had done that, I moved on, obviously did not appeal. And as I said, my life changes have changed because my daughter moved in with me and is now going to school full time. And so.
The neighbors had expressed some concerns in reading the opposition, I should say. I don't know if they're neighbors or not, but the opposition had expressed concerns about traffic, lack of sidewalks, and drainage. I think I've heard you talk about the traffic concern.
Right.
But the other two, I don't think I've heard you address those issues.
Well, I'm not sure how to address the lack of sidewalks issue. This neighborhood was developed in the early 1900s, and there are not sidewalks anywhere in the neighborhood. And I don't know that I have the power or capacity to change that. However, obviously, because I don't believe that I'm going to be changing dramatically the traffic. My understanding is that people worry about people walking or biking in our neighborhood because of the lack of sidewalks. And the concerns about increased traffic creating conflict between pedestrians, bikers, and cars. Because I don't believe I'm going to be dramatically increasing the traffic because my daughter's going to be using it. I don't know that I have an answer for you. Regarding drainage, obviously I'm on sewer and my plan would be that this would be hooked up to my sewer line. I don't have a storm drain in my yard, but I will ensure that whatever is necessary to comply with all of the runoff and wastewater management is done as part of the building of the new ADU.
One other question that I did have, when I was looking at the site plan that you provided, mm-hmm. There was a kind of a dashed line that went from Duffy to Burton. Do we have a way to pull that up, Ms. Lepore?
Site plan?
Yeah, it's page 103 in the packet. That helps. I'm going to guess that that is maybe a edge of paving. It's hard to read.
I believe that's the case.
The notations in the left-hand corner on the copy that we have are a little difficult to read. I don't know if you have that in front of you.
I do have that in front of me, and yes, I believe that is edge of paving.
Okay. The copy we have just is a little tough to read. So.
Yes.
And I ask that because you've noted that you can park six, and that with the addition of this, you're going to be able to park eight.
Mm-hmm.
And that they're going to be parking, I think you said, on the Burton side?
Correct.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to be entirely on your property, or is it going to be in that area there between the edge of paving of Burton and the road? I'm just curious about that because I couldn't tell from looking at this.
So the setback of my house, my actual current house, is 14 feet, 1 inch from the road. And although I have stone that goes all the way out to the edge of paving, cars park closer to the house in that 14 feet.
They park parallel to Burton or perpendicular?
Perpendicular.
Okay.
And then the accessory dwelling unit would be 15 feet back, which is the mandatory setback from Burton. And I believe that it will be exactly the same, if not, I mean, they'll have a foot more distance from the road to park in.
And when you say from the road, you mean the edge of paving or from your property?
No, from my property line.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying. I appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem.
I have no further questions.
Questions from the board?
So what were your main reasons for opposing the neighbor's ADU?
I was concerned that their plan had a very large front dwelling. It's going to dwarf my home. They had planned a pool and pavers across the entire property, and then the second ADU, and I was concerned about wastewater management on the property, that it would come over onto my property. And, you know, frankly, I was still in the process of renovating mine at the time that that hearing was held. I really had not yet moved in, didn't really know what the community was going to be like. And I had listened to many of my neighbors who had expressed a lot of the same concerns that they're expressing now about parking and traffic and the like. And, you know, I will say there is a home that is diagonally across from mine that is a 6-bedroom, 6-bath that is rented on a weekly basis. They have 6 parking spaces. Often their driveway is full. But I have not, in my experience, noticed any significant noise issues or greatly increased traffic because of that. And so I'm anticipating that the one next to mine is not gonna be dramatically different than that either. Although I don't know for sure, obviously, because they've only just finished it.
Other questions? Have a seat in the front if you like.
Thank you.
Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13190? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13190? I have two. I have three. Four. Making it five. I have people in opposition. Would anyone like to speak? Would please come forward. If you got to come in and be sworn in, please. Come up and be sworn in, please.
We'll give everybody that's in opposition that wishes to speak a chance to be come up and sworn in. If you can hit the microphone so that green light pops up, there's a little button there. There's a button there at the bottom of your microphone.
Okay.
Got it. Thank you. Please state your name and address for the record, please.
Letitia Sturgis. 19760 Duffy Street, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And I think you said your address, it's nearby here, is that correct?
Yes.
How far away is
that? Right across the street.
Okay.
Actually, just a little bit up.
The tax map, could you point that out, your property for us?
Can I come up?
Yes, please.
Where is Duffy Street?
Is Duffy? Okay.
Parcel 2103.
Yes. I just have questions.
Thank you.
Okay.
We'll need you to speak into the mic so we can pick it up from you, please. We got to hit it again, one more time.
There you go. The green light means it's on.
Okay, I'm sorry. But the question that I have is, I had called the office about my property because I wanted to put a trailer over on the back side. Because back in, let me see, 2017, 16, I had a trailer. It was two bedrooms. And when the state came out to check, I asked them, was it okay for the area that it was? And they said it was no problem because it was like 15 feet from my back door. I don't have a back door anyway, I had it covered. But anyway, I called to see if I could have another trailer put in my yard, but they said I couldn't, they denied me. And I wondered why I was denied when I had one before.
So ma'am, the issue today deals solely with the application that Ms. Noel has put forth about the ADU on her property.
Okay, so she
this
wants,
board won't be able to answer that question okay. About why or why
not. Okay, well, the reason I'm against it is because I wanted one too, but I couldn't get mine.
When did you apply for your application?
I called in. I didn't apply. I called. But she told me it was no need because I wouldn't be able to get it. I wouldn't be able to put it on my lot.
Well, I can tell you this. That if you're talking about 2017, 2018, the law has changed since then. The accessory dwelling unit ordinance was passed only in recent years.
Okay.
So there has been a change in the law. I'm not going to make a statement as to whether or not what you proposed to do then you could do now.
Okay.
But there has been a change in the law.
Okay.
What the applicant has asked for today is a special use exception to be able to put an accessory dwelling unit in her, I guess it's the rear property, but it comes off of Burton. And it would be for what we call an accessory dwelling unit of under 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. What the accessory dwelling unit ordinance is new. It has only been recent years.
Okay.
I don't know if that helps you, but if you wanted to learn more, you could call the Planning and Zoning Department.
Okay.
They could give you more intel about that.
So I think that it's okay for her to put another on her property? Is that what the question is?
The issue today is, and this is the standard the board has to determine, is whether or not what Ms. Noel has proposed for her accessory dwelling unit of under 1,000 square feet, mm-hmm. whether or not that accessory dwelling unit will substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties. That's the only issue before this board today.
Okay.
So we've noted that you're in opposition to it, mm-hmm. And certainly we want to give you an opportunity to explain why, but one of that is, you know, how would it substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring adjacent properties?
Well, I'll put it like this. I'm not for it. And maybe that's because I felt like I was rejected on why I couldn't get it. And other than that, that's how I feel about it.
Do you believe that the ADU would have a negative impact on the neighborhood? If it was put in there?
I don't know. I'm not going to answer it because I really don't know.
Okay. That's
I don't know.
We always appreciate the honesty. Yes.
Okay. Is that it?
It's up to you. I don't know if the board has any questions for you.
Any questions? No. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else who would like to speak?
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is Brenda Milburn. I live at 19761 Duffy Street in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And how close is your, where is your property in relation to Ms. Noel's property? If you wanted to come up, you could do that too, if that.
I'm the third house.
I'm the third house.
Where is Duffy, Duffy, Duffy?
Parcel 30. Thank you.
I can speak now?
Oh, please, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay. I listened at what the plaintiff said about how, I don't mean to call it the 400 Club, but first of all, when she talk about parking, there's been plenty of times that her company have parked on our single road, that street that we have, and coming out of Duffy Street, sometimes we can't get out. The second thing is to put another unit on that little piece of property. We have a school bus that come in that we have to pick up a consortium child. We have a KSI bus that had to come on Burton Street to pick up a blind lady right across from where she lived. And then on top of that, company is nice. But when she's talking about she want to go up, and right now she has a fence around her property, and so I'm trying to understand when she removes the fence and she put her house up, where is she going to park the other two cars? It's too congested on that street because that is our main street. On everything that we do, trash pickup, everything where she lives at.
Ms. Milburn, I don't mean to interrupt, but when you say that street, are you referring to Burton Avenue or?
Yes, Burton. Burton Avenue to us is our main street of coming in, going home.
Thank you.
And we have a lot of business on that street. So I really disagree about her putting another unit, and I don't want to go back and talk about what she said. People have summer homes. If you know West Rehoboth, that's all West Rehoboth is now, is summer homes, you know, that people don't live in, that they go to their other home and come back in the summer and now want to build. She wants to build so that she can also do the same thing. So I really disagree about another unit coming in West Rehoboth. I think we're just too full now, and especially for people that are handicapped and children. When the bus has got nowhere to turn around, will she still continue to have a fence up? You know, these are things that, have she been a good neighbor? Everyone knows that I'm the president of Westside New Beginnings and the president of the community. It's the first time I ever heard her name. So is there any questions for me?
Questions.
One question, she's proposing a two-story.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The property next door to her looks like it has a two-story garage apartment above it.
Yes, but she has about that much right there.
Do you think that it'll be a difference
in the character between what she's proposing versus what's already there?
Hers would be, it would be smaller than what's, and to me, it would overpower her property. The house that is there now, it fits the land. I mean, I've been there several times watching and looking and seeing what is going on that property. The property that she is on, she said she has 3 units and her house, and she lives there. Not true. Not true. Not true.
What makes you say that's not true?
Because I live on Duffy Street. I watch every street every night before I go in, and then I come back out. She comes and she goes. Like I say, when she has her parties and things, we can't get on the road back on Burton because they're parked down on the side. So we can only go in and wait for somebody to come back out so that we can, on that side, go in. It's a little narrow road, and it's already congested, and it's going to be more congested because, as you know, we live so close to the beach, and you know that what our tenants or people that own their land, they all pile there, and we can't get in and out.
Have you actually seen buses, whether it was a KSI bus or
school
bus? Have you seen them have difficulty maneuvering in and out because of how cars were parked?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Well, how many cars would you say are usually at this property?
It depends on what month it is, what day it is. Sometimes it's over full in the summer. The lady that get on the KSI bus, the gentleman had to go get her because she's blind. And her grandson has to ride the special school bus because of his heart and he needs air. And they pull up on side of the street. So when they are there, do you like?
So they can't turn the bus around, or?
He turns the bus, he comes on Duffy Street, he turns the bus into Duffy Street, he backs back out because to open the doors, it always have to face the person that's getting in. She can't walk in front of the bus because she can't see. She's blind, so the bus driver have to get off and go get her.
Ma'am, do you think that we've made mention of additional traffic. She stated that her family members live with her currently. So I don't know if it's going to add more traffic because they're already existing there. Do you see that amount of traffic there on a normal basis?
Not on a normal basis because sometimes there's nobody there for two months. I know because I patrolled the streets every night.
Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
I'm Kevin Burdett with K&B Associates, 26177 Deep Branch Road, Milton, Delaware. I am a development consultant and a DENREC sediment and stormwater management certified construction reviewer.
And do you
if I can approach the bench, I want to give you some handouts if that's possible.
1 second. Can you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Hand them to Jenny.
I'm here this evening representing Michelle and Finley Jones. I have Mr. Jones here with me and Mr. Jones II as well with me here this evening. and they will be happy to speak up if I misrepresent any facts or any comments or opinions that they might have that I don't have. My client is in favor of ADUs and can support the applicant if several conditions are placed as part of the approval for application 13190, and those concerns can be resolved. Mr. and Mrs. Jones do have an auxiliary dwelling unit. They are the next lot north, immediately adjacent to this site. India Jones has applied and received approval for their auxiliary dwelling unit on December 9th, 2024. During that board adjustment hearing on October 7th of 2024, there were several items that Mrs. Knoll and some other neighbors raised as potential concerns. Some of those concerns were stormwater runoff from the Jones's lot onto Mrs. Knoll's property, off-street parking for the main house and the auxiliary dwelling unit. And to address those concerns of off-street parking, the submitted plan that we submitted that evening had provided for 3 9-foot by 30-foot off-street parking spots for the main house and 1 9-foot by 30-foot parking spot for the auxiliary dwelling unit, along with an area for bicycle parking. Mrs. Noel and other neighbors had not received or not reviewed the plans, apparently, and therefore were not aware of those allocated parking areas. To address the stormwater runoff concerns, the Joneses retained Bruce B. Bagley, a certified professional soil scientist, to perform a study on the soil's water infiltration rate and the soil's type on their lot. The soils were determined to be a sassafras soil with a depth of groundwater of 132 inches, approximately 11 feet, and a limiting zone of 108 inches, or approximately 9 feet. That would be your high seasonal water level limiting zone. The Joneses as well retained Mearstone Consultants to design an infiltration gallery to absorb the water and their structures and lot would produce, as well as the existing conditions of the minimal off-site water entering their lot. In other words, we had taken into effect or into account all of the impervious surfaces that we were going to have on our lot, plus the minimal off-site water that was coming to the lot at that time. The Jones adjusted their contract with Clean Cut Pavers and Pools to install a stormwater infiltration area approximately 1,700 square feet with permeable pavers around the pool area and the sidewalk leading back to the auxiliary dwelling unit. Those have been installed per the design. This system collects the rainwater from the downspouts from both structures and the water from the pool deck and the water from the existing conditions that was coming from the adjacent lot. This investment cost approximately $32,000 to have that system installed. Some items of concern that we presently have are as follows. Since the original existing conditions, Ms. Noel has installed a shed and provided impervious surfaces and increases the amount of potential runoff from her property. Water doesn't drain through the shed. It runs off, runs onto the ground, and it adds impervious surface. Ms. Noel has as well installed an impervious parking area along the front of her property, which again increases the amount of potential runoff from her property beyond what the original conditions were. The addition of an auxiliary dwelling unit would as well add additional impervious areas and increase the amount of potential runoff that would come from her lot. A portion of the existing house gutter, and you'll see some of the pictures there, along the rear of the house has fallen, has been down for a while, and runoff is directly flowing towards the Joneses' lot. It is in the Jones' fear that with the additional runoff above the pre-existing runoff that was calculated coming from the Noel property, their system may be overloaded and eventually fail. Currently, and the system has been functioning now for several months, the system has of the Joneses' infiltration and collection system is working flawlessly. We've had no standing waters during the heavy rains that came a couple weeks ago. and the system is working very well. Some of our other concerns are that the submitted site plan does not indicate a designated off-street parking area for the auxiliary dwelling unit, which I believe is required under your code 115.20.15D. And the parking along the street could create some additional issues, as you've heard other residents here speak this evening. The submitted site plan was, again, not signed and sealed by a surveyor licensed in the state of Delaware, which is as well required in your code 115.20.15B. The submitted site plan appears to indicate that the new ADU, auxiliary dwelling unit, will be located beside the single family dwelling on the same lot and not behind the single family dwelling per the code on a lot that's less than 3 acres. And again, that's in your code 115.20.15E, is in Edward. The submitted site plan appears to indicate that the new auxiliary dwelling unit will encroach on the 30-foot front yard setback along Burton Avenue, which is, again, in your code 115.23.5. From the submitted plans, it appears that that setback is only about 15 feet from her proposed auxiliary dwelling unit. I heard discussions earlier about she considers the front of her house to be on Duffy Street. However, the street numbering nor any things that have gone on in the past has considered the front of her house to be along Burton Drive. If these items are of concern or can be addressed and corrected, then the Joneses have no objection with the auxiliary dwelling unit being located on the Knoll property. Don't want to waste your time with any other flowery, but if you have suggestions, I'd be more than happy to answer them.
I mean, just to your very last point about the orientation of the house and the placement of the ADU, I'm not sure under a special use application that we would even be able to, wouldn't that require, if that's correct, that it's not behind the house, wouldn't that require a variance application, Mr. Sharp? I'm kind of going on the assumption that that's correct, but I don't know.
Well, I believe if you look at Ordinance 3027 that established the auxiliary dwelling units, you'll find that they specifically list in there.
Well, I'm going to cut you off
because
you made a misstatement.
Yes, sir.
This is under the special use exception ordinance.
Yes, sir.
And on that one, you only have to apply with three parts of one of Section 20-A15. C, D, and E. B has no application. So if you were to go and look at, because she's not applying for it as a permitted use or as for a variance, it's under special use exception. And under that one, it says it's permitted except under circumstances, provided it meets C, D, and E. So the part about it being licensed, I'm not sure that is applicable in this instance.
I'm sorry, but part of it being licensed in regards
the
to
survey. You
the survey.
About
okay.
The survey, that has to be licensed. Now, the question about which is considered the front yard and which is the corner front, I believe that's a question the director would have looked at. Ms. Norwood, do we know what the staff has determined as the front yard for that property?
Staff would consider the Duffy Street the front, because it's the narrow.
Okay.
And then the corner would be Burton.
So that's been the staff's determination, which the director has the ability to make that determination. So from that standpoint, there's a 30-foot setback off of Duffy and a 15-foot setback off of Burton. And based upon what I've seen from the plan that's been presented for us by the applicant, it appears that it would meet those setback, the ADU would meet those setback requirements.
Okay, sir.
Now, you had mentioned that there were some conditions that you wanted the applicant, that your client, if the applicant met those conditions, that your client would support the application. Did I hear that correctly?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What are those express conditions based upon the information we've just provided to you?
The express conditions is that the pre-development runoff from her lot to the Joneses' lot not exceed what it was initially. That on her lot, she takes care of her own impervious area, including the front driveway and the roof structures for both units.
How would, and I ask this as I'm not a soil scientist or a drainage expert, but if say the board were to put a condition like that on, and I'm not saying they would or they wouldn't, I'm just trying to gather information
yes, sir.
From what your client wants, how would you expect this board to impose and enforce that condition?
The board could impose it very simply by impervious areas must be impermeable with an underground infiltration system.
Okay. So it would have to be impermeable?
No, permeable. I'm sorry, permeable.
Okay. Impervious surfaces need to be permeable with an underground filtration system.
And an underground infiltration.
Okay.
To take care of the runoff from the houses and the auxiliary dwelling unit.
And that the applicant would have to present evidence of that as a condition?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, I just wanted to clarify.
And if you'll notice, I also gave you a copy of the site plan for the Jones property.
Yes, I saw that.
And you'll see the rather large infiltration area.
Yeah, and I looked at the findings of fact for the Jones application from 2024. There was a reference to the fact, and I believe your testimony in that hearing from reading the findings, was that Mr. Jones was going to meet all of the county stormwater management requirements.
That is correct.
And I believe the board's finding or opinion approving that had referenced that
yes,
drainage requirement would be met. So we do have that already in the record, but the providing this is also helpful.
Thank you.
Questions? I do have one. As far as the impermeable area that is in discussion for the parking area, is it paved or stone? According looking at the picture, it appears to be stone.
It is stone, but that stone is a blue chip stone, and it becomes an impervious surface. It does not have a high permeable factor to it.
It looks to be like 57 granite?
Yes. Crusher run 57 granite with dust and dirt. And like I say, it's, I won't quote the exact percent of
right, no,
permeability
I mean,
here tonight.
I know the difference between CR1 and 57.
Right.
57's more permeable than CR1. So
right.
That's, you know, that's what I was trying to figure out what we actually had in place there. Thank you.
And again, those were added. The one picture in there is of the site as it was pre-existing when we submitted our application and did the calculations,
right.
Or Mirrorstone did the calculations.
I did have one other question. I want to make sure the only conditions there that you would then have is the infiltration system we just referenced. You'd also, I think, said something about parking spaces being delineated.
The off-street parking is supposed to be provided or should be provided. And as it's not shown anywhere on the site plan, I don't know where.
We can ask the applicant about that further.
Questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Would anyone else like to speak? If you hold on 1 second, hold on. We're gonna give her an opportunity to respond. I'm assuming you're with her.
Are you in support or in opposition?
I'm in support.
Okay.
All right. Let me make sure that either one of you two, the other people that were in opposition, do you want to speak or just in opposition?
We have Kevin.
Thank you. Okay, if you would come back up. Allow you some time to respond, and then if you want to call.
Understood. So I wanted to address a couple of things that I heard from my neighbors. I believe that Brenda indicated that there were multiple times that there were vehicles from my property that were blocking the road. I believe that was when my property was being renovated and the contractors had parked their trucks in ways along the road that were blocking. I did not know this because I worked full-time and was not on site all the time, but I did ask the contractors to stop doing that. I believe that I've only had a full house at my home, by which I mean multiple cars, maybe a half a dozen times since I moved in there in January of 2025. And again, as noted, I have 6 parking spaces, and I also have currently one area that's not fenced where people can park on the grass. I don't believe that I have ever been the result or the cause of people not being able to get past. The school buses do come down the road, and as she indicated, they go past my home and they turn down Duffy and then they back up and come back. Nothing about my property or my plans will interfere with that. Those buses come by every day, and I see them and I hear them when I'm there, and that is what they've done, and I have never done anything to interfere with them. As Mr. Burdett indicated, stormwater management was a concern of mine. I indicated in my principal presentation that I would ensure that I comply with all applicable Sussex County stormwater management requirements as they had done when they submitted their special use exception. And I had not in the plan identified the 2 parking spaces, and that is my shortcoming, but the intention is that the 2 parking spaces for the ADU would be directly in front of it, in that 15-foot setback between my property line and the ADU. My daughter is actually a water resource engineer, and my anticipation would be that I would ask her assistance to ensure that I comply with all of the applicable wastewater management that is needed to ensure that none of my runoff goes onto their property. He is correct that one of my gutters did fall off in the snow, in the ice. I don't know if any of you are aware, but apparently metal roofs and gutters don't play well when there's an ice storm, which happened this year. And I didn't realize that they had fallen down, that it had fallen down. I've had the gutter company come out to give me an estimate to get it repaired, and that is my plan. So that is my oversight. It's on the back of my home. I did not see it until a couple of weeks ago when I was here. The gutter company came out last week and explained what had happened. I have every interest in being a good neighbor and ensuring that the runoff does not go from my property onto theirs. And with that, does the board have any additional questions for me that I can address?
Currently, right now, with the parking, the stone driveway, and what you have around there, with the rainstorms that we've had, and I know it's been a dry time, mm-hmm. have you seen any standing water on your property since you've been?
There's been a little bit of standing water outside of my property line, right along the road, but on the other side of the property.
Towards where the ADU is going?
Yeah, but I think it's just because the grass and the dirt is not, it's not even. There's like a dip in it. I think that as part of putting the ADU in and putting the parking space in, that would be leveled out. And actually, toward that end, Brenda had also asked the question about whether my fence would remain in place. My plan would be that the fence would be modified so that the parking spaces were in front of the ADU. But no, I would expect that I would address that as part of the construction.
In the concerns of the people that's stated about the impervious sources, mm-hmm. the driveway that's going to go in front of the ADU, is that going to be stone, concrete, asphalt?
I would expect it to be stone, similar to what I already have. If there is a stone that is more pervious, I would plan to use that instead of the apparently slightly more impervious stone.
Thank you.
So you heard the party in opposition say that they would shift their position to support if you were accepted certain conditions. That for example, this some sort of underwater infiltration system, is that something you would want to affirmatively submit to that condition, like in order to shift their position, or you're just sort of you don't think that's necessary, or what's your take on that?
I would prefer to commit to complying with the Sussex County stormwater management requirements as they did at their hearing in October of 2024. And that would allow me to then retain somebody who can tell me whether or not an infiltration system is going to be required based on the footprint of the the new ADU and the current footprint of my home. But I would hesitate to commit to something like that without having had the opportunity to consult with an expert.
And is that expert you're saying is your daughter?
Well, I know that my daughter is a water resource engineer, and I'm certain that I could get her assistance. But if she's not able to do so, I will find somebody more.
But is this her specialty, is rainwater management?
Yes. Yeah. She absolutely does stormwater management. She develops the systems that go along the sides of roads to ensure that bridges don't wash out. And yes, that is entirely what she does. Not the daughter who's going to be living here, the other daughter, but yes.
No other questions? Would you like an opportunity to speak?
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Desiree Sullivan, 580 Schoolhouse Road, Williamstown, New Jersey. Anything else?
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do, yes. Thank you. So I just wanted to make one comment because I heard that Jennifer is never here and that she doesn't live in this residence. She does live in the residence. I happen to live in New Jersey, so we spend our time going back and forth. Unfortunately, she's been having to come to me a lot more lately over the last year because I'm in the process of going through divorce and selling my house and all that. So it's not that she doesn't live here. She does. We come down here as much as we can with the dogs until I'm able to get everything settled back home. So when we are here, we do the same thing all the other neighbors do. Like, we go out, we use the community. Her daughter's here every other day, essentially taking care of the house while we're not here. So I just wanted to clear that for the record. It is her residence. She does live here, and over the next couple months we'll be down here pretty much full time because I will be selling my house. So I just wanted to set that record straight and to clear up any misunderstanding there may be with that. So
thank you for clearing that up. We might have a question or two. Anybody have any questions? All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions from the board or Mr. Sharp for anybody that spoke?
I have nothing further.
Okay. All right. No questions from the board. I will close the
I do have one more question. To the opposition, traffic seems to be somewhat of a problem.
We have to catch you on the mic.
Your clients have issues with additional parking or people parking up and down the streets to blocking entrances or blocking roadways?
At this point in time, no, they have not. Not on Duffy Street.
Okay.
We're not at on Burton, so I can't attest to that.
Yeah. Do you see that being a problem if additional, if the ADU was put in to have two additional vehicles in that area? Mm-hmm.
If the two additional vehicles are parking in the parking areas that she's described, then they wouldn't be on Duffy Street, so I don't see it would be a problem there, no.
Excellent. Thank you.
I have another question.
Yes, sir.
So I proposed to the applicant that if she was, well, was what her position was on the conditions you suggested, so I'm curious of your response. Would your client support the application with her making the same commitment that they made, that they would, she would hire some stormwater expert to make sure she's in compliance with the Sussex Conservation District requirements?
The Sussex Conservation District for residential has a very limited balance of rules and regulations. The fact that water comes across the lot is an issue. Unfortunately, many times when you're dealing with Sussex Conservation District, you only get to go back to them once there is a problem that exists. In other words, in the pre-review of plans and all, on a residential application, they do not do a lot of, as a norm, engineering study. once a problem exists, then they'll come out and say, oh yeah, there's a problem and you're at fault and you gotta fix it, which is unfortunate, but that's, now if it's on a municipal commercial, yes, they do an in-depth study there.
How about on the Demrec side, is there any?
No, sir.
But what steps should she, could she take short of a very expensive infiltration system that would negate some of the issue?
There may be rain gardens that she could put in, she could address the water coming off of the structures using rain gardens with under drains within them to infiltrate, and the plants uptake would take care of it. But that's just one item or one way of doing it. There are numerous ways of doing it, but when you add a auxiliary dwelling unit the size that she's talking about, plus the parking that she has already added in front of her existing, or actually on the side, I guess, of her existing dwelling unit, plus the parking that she's added, you're gonna add for the auxiliary dwelling unit, you've added quite a bit of impervious surface. And an engineer can sit down and calculate how much effect that has, or how much area that's taken away from the area where you have grasses that can infiltrate the water. She could do swales on her property, within her property. There's numerous creative ways, and I'm not about to tell her how to do that, but I mean, there's engineers out there who can certainly do that, other than just an infiltration gallery. Infiltration gallery may be the least expensive.
Any other questions?
Thank you, gentlemen.
Question just for a minute, please. I'm sorry. My name is Finley. Oh, sorry.
State your name and address for the record, please.
My name is Finley Jones. I live at 25686 Deep Branch Road. I have a residence at 19973 Duffy Street also.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir, I do.
And just so you know, this is, we don't typically allow for people to just keep coming back up.
I know, I'm
giving a little more leeway today, but.
Thank you, sir.
Just keep that in mind. Thank you.
Yes, sir. I just want you guys to realize there's only 2 foot of property, grass property, in between her dwelling and my pathway. That's it, behind the buildings. That's all the pervious area there is there before it rolls onto our property. We did a very, very extensive, as Kevin spoke, you know, very, to make sure we held all the water on our property. That was one of my main concerns. So we did not flood Miss Noel or any of the residents on Duffy Street, because there is no street drains at all. It's from Norway back, there's no street drains. So there's nowhere else for it to go besides sit. But I just want you guys to realize that. And if she would put the same amount into the underground drainage that we did, I have no problem with her putting ADU there. But that's the big thing. I don't want anybody on Duffy Street flooded and look at us and say, it was your fault. Because we did, we tried to do our part. Thank you very much. I'm sorry for stepping up out of order, sir. Thank you.
There are no further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
more time to think about this. Mr. Chairman, I make the motion that we table this till the end of the meeting. Give us a little bit more time to think about this one so that we can address it after the next case.
I'll second that motion.
I have a motion and a second. Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Aye. Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Mr. Levengood?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 13190 will be tabled until the end of the meeting.